When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
Hello!
Hi!
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steven on Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
Yes, that's right. If you were looking for the Polish electronic band Killed to Death that has a full album out on Bandcamp, you're in the right place too. This is our new song. Stick around. Steve.
It's a pretty long song.
And we forgot to play synth.
There's a little music off the top.
That's right.
A little music in the middle.
That was our new song, and this is the behind-the-scenes bonus.
Yes. This is us talking about it. We did it in English for all our English
listeners. They should do, like, director's commentary over songs where the band, like, talks over the whole song and was like, oh, yeah, like, I remember playing that note. They should.
Bloody hell, is this how it turned out?
It's bloody fantastic.
I fucking love this song.
It's so loud.
Who is this? Yeah, that'd be good.
Steve, bit of housekeeping.
Yeah.
Last week, I talked about an old Hungarian king who they cut off his hand and they keep it in a glass case now.
Yes.
His name was King John. Well, I guessed his name was King John. I said, I think it was something like King John. And you didn't like that at all. you thought that it sounded too British and just kind of boring for what should be a Hungarian king's name.
I thought it'd be more interesting. I was expecting you to say something interesting.
Well, I'm going to test out your morals here. I'm going to see what kind of guy you are. Because I went back and I looked, and it's not King John. It's the first king of Hungary, King Stephen. How do you feel?
Really? Wow. The first king of Hungary.
Yeah.
Wow. I honestly now, feel pretty proud.
Okay, so you are walking back your statement, and you're okay with a pretty British
name. I still want it to be a more interesting Hungarian name than Steven. In no way do I think my name is cool or exotic or fun.
Okay, good. I just wanted you to admit it.
It's taken a lot of eps before I've admitted how much I hate my name.
Do you wish you were named something else? This is going to be a long session of banter. That's why you go by Bones. You love the nickname Bones so much.
That's why I love it so much. Because it's something new.
That was that was the King of Hungary's nickname. They found a bunch in his hand.
That hand that you were holding. You didn't hold it, did you? Just got near it.
But Steve, you have something the old King of Hungary doesn't have. Actually, well, you have a few things. Two hands.
Nice. Okay, yeah.
Your life. But also, a new car.
News in quotes.
A new to you car.
New to me.
A car has entered your life, hasn't it?
Yes, a car has fallen upon me.
Do you want to talk a bit about the license plate and the neighborhood you park it in, or should I just keep on going?
Everyone already knows that. We put that in our bio, so.
Yeah, check out the episode description.
Check the episode description for that, and our phone numbers.
But it's come to you. You've had to do a couple things. You had to go to City Hall. And so
yes.
We thought we'd share with listeners, what are some things you should expect when you get a car?
Yes, what to expect when you're expecting a new car. I had the fun of going to City Hall. So expect that you get to go to City Hall and expect to be...
The mayor shakes your hand and says, congrats, buddy.
I was going to say, expect to be greeted incredibly warmly. There's a lot of people in the city who don't drive a car because it's Toronto and, you know, it's busy and there's buses and subways to be taken. And so to have a car is... it's kind of prestigious. So you come in there, they'll they
the mayor
give
cuts
me a medal.
One of your jumper cables with the big scissors.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And yeah, so I got to meet Olivia Chow. We took a couple photos.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, it was pretty exciting.
She took photos of just your car and was like, whoa, cool.
Well, she kind of held up the keys in the photo, and then she was like handing them off to me. We posed.
Nice.
Like she dropped them into my hand for the little photo op. It was on CP24. So all I'm saying is, wear something nice if you're going to be going to City Hall. Expect to be photographed. The paparazzi will be there, and they're going to want to hear all about it. They're going to want to hear how many gears your car has. They're going to want to know how big the brakes are, and so you're going to have these specs ready.
You're
going
to have to be ready to show them with your hands.
Yeah.
Yep. What'd you wear?
I wore a big sash.
Oh, so everyone thought you were the mayor?
No, it was just, I thought it'd be nice with a match in the photo. And we did. It was perfect.
My tip is rotate your tires. That's right.
You just mean drive?
Drive it around. Yep.
Yeah.
Drive it around the block just so you get used to how the car kind of handles, where what seat you should be sitting in while you're driving, etc.
And that's new for, speaking of British, if you're buying,
if
it's easy
you
to
are, Steve, if you're a British driver, then you're used to putting a Lazy Boy like on top of your Mini Cooper and driving it around with a stick through the window.
Yeah. And eating a goldfish, probably.
Yeah. Turkey
but
on your head,
here,
motherfucker.
Here in Canada, we don't put the turkeys on our heads, and we drive a little bit differently. We sit inside the car. And you don't need any brooms or broomsticks of any sort to make it go. That's a great tip for all our British drivers.
I'm a great guy.
And as for me, one final tip, parking. Parking, parking, parking.
That's right. Well, because, yeah, you got it, and Heather was like, okay, well, you can get a car, but there's no way you're allowed to keep it in the house.
So, regrettably, you're going to have to figure out something new. And so in my situation, luckily there's like kind of a little downstairs where the washing machine is and stuff like that. So get a car that's pretty easy to disassemble, and you should be able to just kind of bring down the parts. And then when you're ready to use it again, just give yourself 4 to 6 hours to be able to kind of compile it back together in the lot behind the house. And then away you go.
That is an impressive amount of time. You're very good with your hands.
Thanks. I just took the bumper off.
And my tip is, it's smart to get someone, no matter what you believe, just to get someone who's good with like sensing energy. Just have them in the car, see if they feel any presence. You don't know where the car has come from. You don't know if something evil has come along with it.
Now, there's a lot of ghost shows. There's a lot of like paranormal shows. Have they ever done that with a car?
Christine had something wrong with her.
Christine was fucked.
Would you, speaking of ghosts, speaking of those who have passed on, would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah, let's not miss this opportunity.
The victim, Franz, executive, found dead in their office. Today's guest, Charles, Franz's assistant. Charles, hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
You are an executive assistant.
I was.
You were. Oh, that's true. I guess you're pretty tied to the person you're assisting.
And it turns out, you know what, guys? It turns out that you don't get to just become the executive.
Is that what you thought was going to happen?
I thought it was like inheritance.
Oh.
I checked everywhere for something, a document, but I figured I would have probably seen it already, actually.
How many years had you been an assistant for?
2.
And sorry, what is that? What is the company? What was Franz?
I started in 2022, at the beginning of 2022.
Makes sense. That makes sense. Why you said 2 years then?
Yeah, because it was hard after COVID to get anything, and I'm not skilled, so I lied to get the job, and then I was good at it. I was very good at it.
So you'd never been an executive assistant before this?
I'm sorry, I'm making this all about me.
Oh, no, it's fine. We talked about my car for 8 minutes, so...
Oh.
The rest should be you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I guess I just am worried it's not enough about Franz.
What was Franz's job?
Franz was an executive at TD.
Wow, at Toronto Dominion Bank.
You know what we used to say?
No.
TD.
When
like,
what?
Ta-da?
Yeah, like ta-da.
Like when the unveiling something?
Printed
no,
something.
Monday morning when we see each other, we'd say TD. Because, you know, what people don't know about the TD Tower, now you're probably going to cut to a picture of the TD Tower, is that the TD Tower actually gets quite small at the top.
Yeah, it's got the little TD box, right?
It's got the TD box, and once you're up there in that box, it's very small.
So that's where Franz's office was inside. If anyone in Toronto, look up. You'll see the TD building, and you'll see the little green box on top of the tower.
Yep.
That was Franz's and yours office.
That's right. And this is what would happen every Monday morning. You press floor 89, you'd wait. You wait a long time. Probably let some people on, let some people get some people off.
TD, TD, TD.
Well, no, then the doors would open, ding. We'd see each other and we'd say TD. And then we'd go right to work. Yeah.
So I have to ask, as the executive of TD, did that mean Franz sat in that iconic chair?
The TD chair?
The TD chair.
Yes, he did. I sat in it once too. He
How
was eating.
Was it?
It was great. It was like, imagine a gaming chair times that by like two. And
Whoa.
It's like
size wise.
Yeah, size wise and comfort wise and ability wise. You know, when you're in a gaming chair and you feel like you can do anything, you're like, go with the ship or whatever. It was like that.
Steve, I don't know if I've told you this, and I for sure have not told you, Charles. It's not out yet. I sat in the TD chair for an ad.
You did say this.
It's like a gaming chair, but it's twice as good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess this is all about you now.
Well, yeah, we talked about Steve's car for 8 minutes.
Yeah. No, tell me more. You
That's
you were
it.
In the TD
That's
chair?
That's the story.
Did you get lunch?
Yeah.
Did you get lunch
in
the TD
chair?
They
gave me lunch. No, I wasn't allowed to sit in the chair for lunch. They actually wanted to keep it pretty clean, it turns out.
So they took your picture or they was filmed something?
They filmed something. They filmed me getting up out of the TD chair.
Now, do you know if they took the chair out of the office or were you in the office too?
This was like a TD Auto Center.
Now, I don't want to be out of line, but did you kill Franz?
Oh.
No. And I hate to rule out a potential suspect so early because I don't know what we're going to talk about now, but it wasn't me this time.
Okay.
I thought Steve? You were going to potentially float the idea that he didn't sit in the real TD chair.
Oh, well, that's a very good point because...
What?
You're in
no.
an auto center. It's like you weren't up at the 89th floor.
Let me ask you this. Yeah, did they have a slate? Did they do a little clapperboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have anything else that wasn't real?
Did they have
like
any
desk? Like a desk or maybe like some lights or something, light that wasn't actually sunlight?
Yeah, well they had like film lights.
Yeah.
Bacon. There was fake.
Maybe not a real chair. Anyway, back to me.
Yeah.
So you say TD on a Monday morning and you guys get right to work. And what does that look like? You're managing his...
I check his email and I read all his emails aloud to him. Yeah. And I say, there's a very specific order. You have to say from George Ronton at Enbridge.com to, and I won't say his email address because everyone's going to email him.
Well, it doesn't matter now.
It doesn't matter now, yeah.
Kind of does matter now. You know why? I still get the emails.
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything with them, right?
In that way,
I don't want to have to read them.
You did inherit something.
Makes me cry. Read the emails. Makes me cry. I miss him. So, I read the emails. Then I feed him breakfast. He opens his mouth. I put breakfast in his mouth. He chews it. I don't have to chew for him. He's a man. And then he takes a little nap. Then I do workout. I skip and jump and skip. And then I listened to his music for him. I listened to his music, and then I say, you have to go on a plane. I have to get his tickets for a plane.
Every day.
Well, that's I'm describing a general day, but no, he doesn't fly every day. He's not a plane.
Do you have to summarize his music for him?
Yeah. And so, like, if it's like name a song.
Okay. Let It Be.
Let It Be, yeah. So I say, this is a song about being chill and cool and just being okay with stuff. And
he just wants to hear about that?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
He has no interest in listening himself.
He doesn't have time.
Zombie by the Cranberries.
Yeah, this is a song. It's about, like, when things are really tough, just be chill.
A lot of songs are about being chill.
About be cool. And, like, yeah, like, if you're in the middle of the troubles, be cool and chill.
Steve, do you want to do one before we move on?
You find yourself in times of troubles?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah, most songs are about the troubles, too.
Yeah, how about Love in This Club by Usher?
Yeah. So, I've never listened to that song for him. But he did ask me to summarize Usher, and I was like, he's
just
sexy.
Generally wanted to know who Usher was.
Yeah. So Super I said, Bowl's he's coming sexy. Up. He's sexy.
Okay.
And he said, no more questions.
Well, he said, do you have anything to add? I said, no. Keep chewing. And then...
Well, this was over breakfast.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
What was Franz's title at TD? What was he in charge of?
Franz, he worked in money and accounts money.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty important.
Yeah, TD too. That's a big part of their business.
Mm. I think so, yeah. Yeah, because he had a... he would do drop-down menus, and he would say money, and then under the drop-down menu, scroll to anyone who had money there, and he could...
Whoa.
Yeah. He would click and say, you have the right amount, you have the right amount, you have the right amount, you have the right amount. And
but would some people he like get to and be like, take this down a bit?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Or give this here, give this over here, put this here. And he would call people. He'd say, sure, maybe we could put some over here, maybe we could put some here. And he would take meetings. He'd say, I think there's too much here. And then put some here or whatever.
Yeah. But you didn't
kind
have
of
to
a
help
financial
with any
advisor.
Of that.
Mm. Sorry, Steve.
Oh no, it's just
two questions at once.
Yeah.
I know. It's like a gaming chair.
That's true. No, stereo. That's yeah. So true.
Because it involves the number two.
No, I was thinking of the other chair, which was two gaming chairs. It's fine. I've just thought been the only one who seems like it's the only one who's never actually freaking sat in a TD chair, so maybe I'm just a little hurt about that.
Well, apparently I'm not the only one. Oh, you're the only one who hasn't. Oh, yeah, right. Well, might have been a fake one. But, yeah. So, yeah, my account's money. Are you questioning that or something?
No, just wondering if you are involved in that at all. Or what? Are you taking notes? Are you overseeing
anything?
That's
no, he's just skipping. He's just skipping around, jumping.
Booking flights.
Well, that's... Yeah. And because that's private, like, that stuff... I was very good at what I did, but I'm not allowed to look at people's money or how much money they have or if they should have less or more.
But you can read aloud the emails from, say, Enbridge to TD.
Yeah, I can.
Now this is a huge potential clue here. You've read all his emails in the time before his death. Were there any that you read to him and you saw maybe he reacted, you know, a little off, or you read anything concerning?
I have to say, yes, there was. And it was from Scotia.
Arrival?
It was from Arrival, the movie?
Yeah.
No, Scotia.
Everyone loves it, like, but Arrival. I thought it was just okay.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I said a rival to Scotiabank, the rival of TD.
Oh, a rival. Yes. I know. Scotia is a rival.
Like the movie?
Everybody loved it, but I thought it was just okay. And yeah, and it was from Scotia. It was from the logo. It was from the Scotia logo.
Like the S?
The S. It was from S at Scotia. Yes. Yes.
What did it have to say?
Here's the thing. You know what it said? All it said, I opened it. It said, titty.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I read it to friends, and he stopped chewing. And I said, moving on. That's what I said. I said, moving on.
Right. You did like because a big sitcom reaction.
Tugged at your collar a little bit.
Awkward.
Yeah, let off a little
steam.
Well,
that just happened.
I did. Yeah, it was kind of like that. I didn't say that, but
but it was kind of like that.
That was the tone, and so I said, moving on. That is what I said, and we did. We kept going through the day, but now I'm thinking back at that.
And it wasn't signed. No sign off.
Well, you don't need to sign off an email. It comes with an email address.
S@scotia.com.
Okay. Some people sign up.
It didn't say like sent from my iPhone or anything.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge,
I'm drinking.
Anyone else? That's so
hey,
okay.
I'm drinking, man.
Hey, cheers.
Slurp up.
5 o'clock somewhere.
I'm sorry, Steve, I interrupted you. You had a question.
Not at all. I was just curious if anyone else you knew of said TD or if this was a private thing with you and
totally
friends.
Totally private. As private as what's something that's really private? A shower?
Yeah.
Or like a diary or
parts.
Or arts, the arts.
It's really funny to be at like 8:30 at night and say it's 5 o'clock somewhere when you drink. That's awesome.
I realize no one would get that because no one knows when we record.
Well, we're recording at 8:30, so it's funny to say it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Thank you. Listeners, go back 15 seconds a couple times, hit that button, and hear me say it again.
And if you're listening to this at any other time in the day, please wait until 8:30 to resume now. Thank you.
Welcome to our
8:30 listeners.
Sorry?
I was just going to say welcome to our new 8:30 listeners. Thanks for waiting, and welcome to the app.
Okay, and I was going to move on the topic of conversation to let's talk about when you found Franz's body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was this up in the office? Up in the box?
This was. Yep. I pledged for 89 as I do. It was a Monday morning.
So you have to wait. Yeah. Some people go in and out.
Yeah. Some people go in and out. I used my special fob that I have to swipe on the swiper. Pardon me. And I pledged
drink's
for 89.
Hitting you hard.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's you're sad.
Hard. I'm sad, I said. So I hit floor 89. We get up there, we let everybody in, let everybody out, then it's just me in the elevator for the last five floors, as always is. The last five floors are under construction, that nothing on those floors, no one goes to those floors, so those are empty, no one gets off, no one gets on, it's the last five floors, it goes to me, and then it goes ding, and I go, and there he was exploded.
Exploded?
Yeah.
So just bits and pieces.
He was exploded. No, but enough of him was unexploded for me to know that it was him.
Like his legs were still in the chair or something?
No, his face.
Just his face in the chair.
So this was a lower explosion.
Well, below the neck.
Everything but his head was exploded off.
Some of his head was exploded off. Guess which part?
The bottom part.
Yeah.
So just the top half of his head was left on the chair.
Yeah.
Yee.
Nose and eyes. And because I got the job just after COVID, I did learn what his face looked like with a mask on. Yes, I did. And so I did know the top half of his face really well. And it was him, confirmed.
Wait,
that's what I told the
police.
What's
that logic?
The logic is that I have memorized the top of his face because I've seen him with a mask on.
But let's say not during COVID times, you still see the top half of people's faces.
But not without missing the lower half.
Oh, okay. You sound like the cops.
That's what they said to you when you tried to explain this whole thing?
Yeah, because I was the one who found the body. Suddenly, I'm a suspect, and I got mad immediately.
Smart.
Thank you.
Then they know it wasn't you.
Yes. You say, I'm actually frankly upset that you're thinking it was me. Are you thinking it was me? And they say,
are you
just
stupid?
Asking questions. Wait, are you asking me that?
Well, you know what? No, but it is a good question. So now, yeah, you might as well answer.
No.
Oh, okay. Great.
You don't have to answer.
I did answer. The answer is no.
Oh, okay.
Is this because of Arrival? Is that why you're asking? Because I heard.
Oh, you didn't understand the movie?
And maybe I am a bit of a movie fan. And so when I hear words that go in shape of a movie, I think, oh, that's someone wants to chat flicks.
Randomly in the middle of my sentence.
Arrival?
Ghostbusters?
It does happen.
Sometimes. Origin?
It's pretty common. It's pretty common. But surely at this place, TD, there's got to be some sort of security or something that saw him come in that morning. Right?
Yes. Yeah, so they looked at the tapes and they saw something that pretty suspicious that I have to tell you about.
Predator?
Oh.
Yeah.
They saw Predator going up the elevator and they...
Wait a minute. That is suspect number one.
I know. That's what they thought. For like a week, he was suspect, or she was suspect number one. And but then they actually did see the sort of shimmering, half invisible figure go up and then go down. Didn't kill him.
Just works there.
Didn't kill him. Just maybe works there.
Wanted to open a loan.
He just wanted to open a loan.
Yeah. He just wanted to open a loan, and so he went downstairs, and then they said, we can't see all of you. We can't open you alone. And he left. But you know what they did see?
What?
And I have to tell you this. The big S came in.
Wouldn't he have been booted immediately? How did he get past security?
Or she.
Or she.
We don't know. Wouldn't they have been booted immediately? That's a good question.
I guess security starts with an S. They thought, maybe he works for us. Or she.
Yeah, she starts with an S.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we can figure out what happened to France, and I am suspicious of this big Scotia S. And we are back on Kill to Death. I'm still here with Bones, not the Hungarian king,
no.
But the wonderful co-host.
Wow, thank you. What could I even say? Too kind.
Could have said it back. We're also still here with Charles.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, but here 8:42. Charles, you were an executive assistant at TD Bank. You worked downtown Toronto in the headquarters. It's an iconic tower. If you live here, you in fact worked up in the green box on top of the tower, which is the office of the highest executives, including Franz, who was in charge of money and accounts money. You started every day by traveling all the way up to the 89th floor, past floor 84 to 88, which are closed for construction. You would arrive, you would say, TD, to start your morning. You would read his emails, you would put breakfast in his mouth, request that he chew, he would. You would then work out, skipping, jumping, then you would book plane tickets. However, you had gotten an email, I guess the previous day from the Scotiabank S. It was s@scotia.com. This is, of course, for any American listeners. Toronto Dominion Bank is one of our major banks, and so is Scotiabank, and their logo is an S. Their color is red, TD's color is green. RBC's color is blue, and Tangerine, as you might guess, is orange, but they're more of an online bank and not one of the major ones. Who am I missing, Steve?
BMO is also blue.
BMO. BMO's blue as well, but a bit of red.
Can I just jump in here for a second?
Yeah.
I think I am stupid. Now that you're hearing, now I'm hearing it back.
You listened to the first half back?
No, I just listened to the summary.
Well, but how are you stupid? I learned all that information from
what
you.
What do you mean? That's just your life.
You're the one who taught me all this.
Yeah, I think I'm dumb.
Oh, I'm Charles, dumb. No.
No, it's okay. It's not a bad thing. Who said it was a bad thing?
Oh, no, nobody.
Good.
Charles, you read that email from the Scotiabank S. It just said, TD, which is your morning greeting to Franz. And something it seems like only someone deep within Toronto Dominion Bank would know. So it almost seems like a taunt. This exemplified by the fact that next day you found Franz exploded. Only the top half of his face remained in the TD chair. You, of course, recognized it because you got hired right after COVID and were used to seeing his face in a mask. So you could actually recognize the top part of it. The cops thought you did it. You got mad at them. Upon checking the security tapes, they saw that the predator went up to the office, trying to open a loan, went back down. They wouldn't give it to Predator. But then they saw the Scotiabank S. And I think I went to break before we found out what the S actually did, but the tapes showed the S went into the elevator.
The tapes cut out.
The tapes cut out. Yeah. Severed. That's what the S is for.
And the S kind of pointed at the camera before they cut out.
The S has arms?
Yep.
Yeah, what's the S look like?
What does the S look like? Think of the letter friggin' S. And now make it big, give it arms, give it legs, give it a mustache, which I think was a disguise, and then you have a pretty good idea of what the S looks like.
Oh, thanks.
So this is suspicious. The S stands for suspicious.
In a sense, yeah.
Innocence? You think we're the cops again?
No. I'm sorry. You don't look like cops. Forgive me, you don't look like cops.
You know what? As someone who kind of looks like a cop, I appreciate that.
You look like a narc.
Oh, no, I don't look like a narc.
Actually don't.
for the listener, I want to paint them an accurate picture. I kind of look like a cop, but in like maybe a more old-fashioned sense. But I don't look like a narc. I look like a houseboat guy. I look like a bush plane pilot. I don't look like a cop.
Yeah, you do look like
a bush plane pilot.
Yeah. I look like the kind of bush plane pilot who's like, I can't take you any further. This is where you get off.
Were you going to stop at bush plane and then you just said pilot because I said pilot?
Like a pilot, but the pilot part too, yeah.
Okay.
For the listeners, my arms are out and I have a big plane tail sticking up at the back of my head.
Yeah. You're bobbing side to side.
And I have nipples on my fuselage.
I have nipples on my fuselage.
Beep, 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 beep.
We're getting another call. Do you mind if I merge this in?
Oh, okay, sure.
Hello? I can't quite hear you. You're a bit muffled and you're just a shimmering visage.
Oh, hey, sorry about that.
Visage? I don't know. I don't care.
Oh, visage.
Awesome.
Massage?
Am I stupid?
Don't mind if I do. Just kidding. Here, let me reveal myself.
Hello. Oh, you're like a huge, disgusting monster.
What the hell?
That's the Predator.
Yeah. I just got my hair done.
Is it hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, forgive me, is it dreads?
They are, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And this is my face. It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody, but I wouldn't like to come in right away with an insult. I'm just calling to help, but
no, I don't. I was not meaning to insult you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that sucks. You did that.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you are. Yeah, I did my little sound, and I now have got a sense of you guys. I did heat seeking, so I know that you guys are both not a threat.
No, I haven't seen the movie Predator, but is it that you only fight honorable guys?
No, I'll just kill anything, I think.
Oh, but, okay.
If you cover yourself in mud, I can't see you.
Yeah,
that's good to know
weakness.
In case later.
But you guys aren't a threat to me. Here's the thing. When I first came here, it was kill this and shoot that and explode this. But here's the thing.
When you first came here,
planet Earth.
Okay.
But once you hang out here long enough, you got to start to just play by the rules.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. You just got to settle down and you just got to do the damn thing. Live your life.
Do the damn thing. Get a car.
Yeah.
I got a car.
Did you meet Olivia Chow?
I posed for a photo with Olivia Chow. I accidentally cut open the sash myself, which you're not supposed to do, but I have these wrist blades and they just activate. She's supposed to do the big ribbon cut.
Okay, there was a ribbon in front of the car.
Yeah. Well, yes, it was a great unveiling, and I feel like I spoiled the whole thing. I'm not from here.
I think you're being too hard on yourself. I'm surprised you showed up in the picture.
I could turn that off. I could do that off and on and off. It's a tech thing.
It happens a lot. It doesn't seem like you're in control of it.
Really? Okay, I've only seen the movie a while ago.
No,
I think I can do it with my own control. I'm sure you think you can do it with your hands. I can do it. It's a button, I think.
No, that's cute. That's cute.
Can I ask your name?
Greg.
Greg.
Thank you for asking. Nobody asks.
Everyone always just says Predator.
Yeah, it's kill this, explode that, murder this.
Who's telling you to do this?
My friends on the ship. And I'm like, sometimes, I'd like to see you come down here and do this.
So, Greg, why did you choose Toronto?
Well, I've been all over the place. I've been out and back a lot of times. And just now when I started, I decided I wanted to be near the water.
But you didn't want like a boating. Coastal city.
Nope. Oceans are so scary. I wanted to be near a lake. Yeah. Yeah.
Why Toronto over Chicago?
Well, I just, first of all, Chicago, they didn't let me in.
Oh, papers?
Oh. Didn't have the papers.
Papers.
Yeah. I had Canadian papers, so.
Been there. Oh, okay.
Toronto's so making more sense then.
Yeah, in terms of your options.
Yeah, I had Canadian papers.
If you want to be near the water, go to Victoria or something. But you don't want the ocean. No. Sorry.
I live here now.
I'm actually grateful that you were here. You really helped spark the investigation.
I live in Liberty Village.
Oh.
What do you do?
Well, I'm working on a job.
You're working on a job.
I'm working on a job.
This might be personal, but what did you need the loan for?
I'm looking to start a family.
Oh, Greg.
And you thought the first thing I'm going to need is money.
I don't have a job. I've been working on a job, but I don't have a job yet. But I just wanted to have a little tiny baby alien.
Do you have a partner? Or I guess this is maybe a very invasive question. Do you need a partner?
No.
You can do it with your hands?
Yep. Pretty sure I can just do it with my hands.
You can turn that on or off? Nice. You
just turn it on and off with my hands. I thought I'd get ahead of it, get alone. I just want to provide a good life for a tiny little alien creature in Toronto.
Huh.
And TD said no.
Did you end up getting one elsewhere?
Yes. They were very nice to me down at Scotia.
Wow.
Did you meet the S?
The S. What does the S look like?
Well, it has
dipshit.
It has a circle. It has a circle in the middle, and then it's made of two little waves out the bottom and the top.
And it has arms and legs and sometimes a mustache.
Yeah. Greets you on the way in.
Greets you on the way in.
Wow, that S really does do a lot for Scotia.
Yeah, the S is for surprise, it says when you come in. Which is not really. I meant to go in there, so it's not really a surprise. I guess the surprise is I'm meeting a giant ass. And they showed me to a representative who was super helpful, and I got a whole loan, and then I went home and I just made a little alien baby.
Oh, so you're a father now.
You've got things together.
He is.
Oh my gosh, he's kind of invisible. That's cute.
He can't control that yet.
Hasn't found the button.
Comes later. I'll give him a button when he's older.
It's a puberty thing. Okay.
Yeah, maybe. What are you guys up to?
Well, Charles recently lost a boss.
Oh, no.
I'm bossless.
Are you still employed by TD?
No.
Like, you're still getting
not.
The emails, you said.
Oh, so you lost your job?
Yeah, I lost my job, but I still get the emails. And let me tell you, they are talking behind my back.
No, they're emailing about you.
Sometimes.
No.
Yeah.
What are they saying?
Well, one said, don't miss him, and then had an emoji thumb pointing to a picture of me.
Oh, that they included in the email.
Yeah, sent it as an attachment.
There's got to be a more efficient way for them to have written that
email.
Were
they just trying to avoid saying your name? Why wouldn't they just say your name?
But the first one was just the emoji thumb pointing to the side, and then the next email said, oops, attached, and then my photo was attached.
Right.
That's tough. I'm sorry you had to read that.
Thank you.
Are you looking for work?
Am I looking for work?
Yes.
I don't have any skills. I got severance.
Hey, don't say that.
I got
the
severance.
Show?
The show?
Severance!
The show Severance?
Yeah. Which, honestly, I heard there's trouble
binged.
With season two.
Really?
I heard there's behind-the-scenes trouble, yeah.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
The showrunners aren't getting along, and the guy was new at running the show. They brought in the House of Cards guy to try and help.
Oh, God. What happened to Ben Stiller?
He's still there, and he's tweeting at people saying everything's fine when they're asking about it.
Ben.
Which makes me more suspicious.
Ben, that's not a good sign.
No, I meant the money.
I gotta get on X.
I meant the money you get when you get fired.
Oh, you get money? That's great.
Yeah, it's a little bit of money. I'm good for another week.
Live it up.
Thank you. I had one drink tonight. I'm sad. Did you ever lose anyone, Predator?
Yes, all of my alien friends. They decided it's not worth overtaking anything here. They decided this country and this entire planet, I guess, is more appropriate to what they were trying to conquer. And they said it's just kind of ratty. They said it's not even that nice.
Oh,
may I ask your
they
child's
left me
name?
Here. Borg.
Borg.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's
is that short for anything?
No.
Oh, you're being cute about it.
Yes, his full
it
name
is short for something.
Yeah, his full name's Cyborg.
Oh,
is he? Are you?
No.
I don't think so. Okay.
No, but I really.
I mean, if
I
you can
know.
Do it, if you can do it with your hands, it might be.
That's true. Maybe it's a part of my skin. His tech. It's not clear in my recollection. It's not important.
Why would the Scotiabank S want to harm France?
Yeah, that's what the cops were asking me when they were holding me down. They had me belted to the ground.
They belted you to the ground?
Yeah.
Like they looped it through your arms and looped it through like hooks, like an anchor?
With my own dang belt.
They used your belt?
Yeah. And I thought, I don't like this. And I said, moving on. That's what I said.
Did it work on them?
No.
They didn't move on.
No. They looked at my lawyer, and my lawyer said, better answer it.
He was there, and he wasn't helping you.
No, he was cheering them on. Is that
No. I don't know a lot about lawyers, but
I know
they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, because the cops don't want you to get the lawyer, and then you get the lawyer because the lawyers don't do what the cops want. But yeah, the lawyer was helping
your enemy's enemy should be your friend.
Exactly, but he was like spitting in my eyes.
Enemy.
Oh. Same director.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's crazy.
That's a really crazy coincidence.
Wow. Guess I'll have another beer.
But the cops never told you the answer, or I guess you never told them?
They didn't
tell
me the answer, no. They were asking me the question.
Did you answer eventually?
That's not how questions work. You know, well, I hate to crucify you with this issue, but...
But it would be a good defense if they were like, why would the Scotiabank guests want to harm him? If you just went, why would the Scotiabank guests want to harm him? I think it would really confuse them, at least.
That might work. I wish I thought of that. I wish you were there.
That's what your lawyer should have advised you to do.
But
instead he was cheering and helping them belt you to the ground.
Hey, yeah, hey. I need a job. Sounds like your lawyer's no good. Why don't I just be a lawyer?
Do you have any law skills?
That's not important.
What's one law?
Well, thou shalt not steal.
Okay, I don't know if that's a law.
Theft is illegal.
It's true. No. Listen.
Oh, no, I think you're stupid.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Confirmed.
And wait a second, Charles, you're looking for a job. Greg, do you have a lawyer?
No. And I'm in a lot of trouble.
Charles, what's one law?
What's one law? Thou shalt be chill when the troubles happen, man.
Greg, what do you think?
I'm in. I'm in so much trouble. I'm being evicted.
See?
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was like all the people you hunted down.
No. What are they going to sue me? They're dead. See?
That's tough, huh? You're being evicted with a new
Eggborg. Eggborg? His name is Borg. And he's my baby.
Cyborg.
Well, yes. I was hoping he'd go by Borg.
Yeah, but he's just a baby and unable to speak yet.
Not yet. Soon he'll be clicking and clucking his way into finding all the prey he needs.
Yeah, into soccer or whatever you've already decided that he's going to like.
Oh, no. He doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to. If he doesn't want to have a laser on his hand or whatever, he doesn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so open.
Holy shit! Predator. You went up the elevator on the day that Franz was killed, came down the elevator, went to Scotiabank, where the real S was.
Yes, and I
lost the same time on the footage, an S with a mustache was going in to TD.
What?
We have an alibi for the real Scotiabank S during the time of the murder.
Whoa. You're saying there was an imposter.
Someone was impersonating the S.
But who could it have been? George@Enbridge.com?
George Ronton?
George Ronton@Enbridge.com?
What did his last email say?
His last email said, yep, good for the transfer.
Oh.
He was transferring a bomb right into the stomach of France.
Wait a minute, the transfer? Somebody asked me to go up to one of the abandoned five floors before the 89th floor and leave my little laser ray in the abandoned construction part, and they said they would give me $5. And so I went back down. That's what I was doing when I went up the elevator. Then I applied for a loan and got rejected. I came back later and $5 was left. So somebody wanted to make that transaction with me. And I assume they were just borrowing it to, cut a hole in the wall. You know,
the concept album?
Yeah. They were going to cut a hole in the wall, the concept album.
Wow.
But this sounds like it was George Ronton with your weapon.
It sounds like he was doing transfers with all sorts of people.
My gosh.
The clues were all there.
I still have the emails. You want me to pull it up?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Let me pen the password is dippity dippity. Get in. Yeah, my sign in name is Charles.
The password's first?
Yeah.
Also, for the listener, looked so pleased that he remembered his username was Charles.
Login, security question, what is the name of the street you grew up on? Charles. And what Wait, is do you, the name,
is your name
of
a porn star name?
Sorry, are you interrupting me?
Yeah.
Is my name a porn star name?
Yeah.
Well, it might be. What is the name of your first pet? Charles. Okay. And I am in. And it says, George Ronton at Ambridge.com. And I scroll down here. I go press the three dots. It brings up the rest of the thread. It's not good.
No.
Oh, no. Is it bad?
There's a CC here from Greg at Predator.com.
Oh, that's me.
There's a CC here from The S at Scotia.com.
Oh, boy.
There's everybody's on this thread, and it says, we're going to explode him.
I did not scroll back in the thread. That's on me. They forwarded me when they started to get talking transfers. Wow. I apologize.
No, you're just an employee in the situation. The real culprit is George.
Then they're just talking about you and how it's a good thing you're not going to be around the office anymore.
Oh, there's a photo of you.
Yeah, a bunch of photos of you.
Oh, you have the emails too?
Oh, you're sharing your screen.
You're sharing your screen right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I always click share screen by automatically. I go through all the steps of share screen just instinctively.
Well, it was everyone in on it together, but it sounds like the leader of the gang was George Ronton at Edbridge. Mm. I don't know why he wanted friends exploded.
What do they do?
Yeah, he did say, it does say here, here's why I want him exploded, and it just has a colon and then just the dollar sign.
Oh.
Maybe that's S's brother. And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. If you have a suggestion for a murder, you can email killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, K2Dpod, or nope, that's our X. You can follow us on X, K2Dpod, or Instagram, killedtodeathpodcast. Steve.
Yeah, speaking of shouting
many movies,
movie names, we do a show, Griffin and I do a show called Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie, where we shout many movie names in every episode. That's what the show is. We got a kind of game show style game for each other to try and guess movies based on clues that we've made for each other. So go check that out if you're an Apple Podcast listener. It's on Sonar Plus, you fans.
We're going to turn now to Charles. Charles, what would you like people to check out?
Yeah, there's this like really cool show I've been watching. You ever hear of gem.cbc.ca?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a show on there. It's called One More Time, starring DJ Demers, the stand-up comedian. And it's good. You should check it out. I watch it every Tuesday at 9 p.m. and I say, titty.
So if anyone wants to sync up.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, it's Tuesday at 9 o'clock somewhere.
Oh, it's CBC Jam.
That's right. That's right.
That's not a bad slogan for One More Time specifically on Jam.
That is true. Yeah, and thanks for cheering me up today, guys. I was
you're
really sad.
Up?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel ready to take on life.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear it, and I hope you are too, listeners. I don't know if you can find the Red Green Show on Gem, but I just want to say to everyone out there, keep your stick on the ice.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
Has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar!